joined by Graham Hughe of MyHouseDesignBuild.com. It's been a busy last month for you, Graham. You've been picking up a little hardware.
Manny, we have been extremely blessed, you know, in spite of all the things that have been going on in the world and in our province and in Vancouver. As a company in an essential service working in the residential construction industry, you know, the Canadian Home Builders Association has had many awards over these last 3-4 weeks. And what's interesting about them is during this time, our award ceremonies aren't live in person as they might have been in the past. We had them online. And so it was quite a feat for the Home Builders Association of Vancouver, Haven, as well as the provincial BC Georgie Awards and the national awards. They all did online versions. They pulled it off really, really well. And then it culminated 2 weeks ago with Todd Talbot, formerly of Love It or List It, you know, hosting the BC Georgie Awards. And you're right, we garnered 14 different awards in various categories, nationally, provincially, and locally, including Renovator of the Year for all of Metro Vancouver and for BC. So we're very proud of our team. We're very grateful to our clients, who obviously it was their homes. They allowed us to create great spaces for them to live in, whether it was a bathroom renovation or a kitchen renovation or a whole house renovation or even a condo renovation. We garnered award for all of those categories. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun this last month, and definitely a needed uplift during this difficult time.
Well, you're going to have to renovate your office just to fit in all the trophies and awards.
Well, you know what? We actually pass these trophies awards on to the homeowners. So we do hang on to the Renovator of the Year and the awards that we won as a team, specifically as a group, you know, such as we won Best Interior Design for a custom residence, you know, but the individual awards that were for specific home projects, we actually give those to the homeowners. So we've already started to do that, and we're doing that where they're coming into our office socially distancing, and we're able to present them their award for their project.
Well, that is absolutely so cool. And I think one of the coolest things about it is if there is to be a sale of that award-winning home or renovation, they got the hardware to prove it.
Well, you know, we've had numerous clients over the years have their real estate agent say that, you know, an award of these types of tied to their home, if they do end up selling, and most of our clients never sell their home because they love them too much. But if they do, they add significant value and dollar value to the sale of their home by having an award-winning project. And if I may say, if they don't win an award, but by having an award-winning company like ourselves do the work, certify the work, have all the documentation in place that everything was done properly, and they have the proof, not just in what it looks like, but they have that documentation. Well, that adds tremendous value to a person's home as well.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of the version of some patina that goes along with the house, right? You add on an award or two, and you can increase the value. That is very, very cool that you pass those awards on. And, if you need a renovation or you're looking to build a new home, Graham Hughe and his award-winning team at MyHouseDesignBuild.com, MyHouseDesignBuild.com, or call Graham directly, 604-MY-HOUSE, 604-MY-HOUSE. What are we seeing most of, Graham, in terms of renovations and calls from listeners to CKNW who may be interested? Is it outdoor, indoor, or a bit of both?
Well, it's definitely a bit of both. At this time of the year, we definitely get lots of calls for outdoor living, landscaping, creating their backyard oasis, whether that be something simple as in adding on a deck or having an outdoor covered area is very, very popular. We do that a lot where they can enjoy our BC wet coast, but outside. And we love the outdoors, but we get a little bit of that rain. And so this extends the use of their backyard by having a covered outdoor living space, and just makes it something they can use and go to all year round. And so that, coupled with kitchens and bathrooms and opening up floor plans or changing some of the concept, updating the concept of a home, are the biggest things we get called on. But we're also getting calls during this time of, making a new home office. People are working from home, or maybe it's a classroom, but also having their children come back home, or parents moving in with their children. So we're seeing definitely people asking about basement suites or putting an addition on their home. I mean, there's many things in that whole area that people are asking and talking to us about.
There are neighbors of mine, Graham, that want to put a coach house behind their main house for their children to move in. And I've noticed an influx of infill homes or coach houses, lane houses, whatever the name you want to attach to it. Are there any problems with permits that are different, say, than just putting up or renovating a regular home?
Other than you need to have patience. You need to give lots of time, depending on the municipality that you are pursuing, a laneway or a coach house. Then, if, for example, in Vancouver, you could take up to 1 year to get that permit. So you need to allow for time. So what we're doing right now, Manny, as an example, is we're offering to our clients as both celebration of our awards and, you know, recognizing that people are going through a difficult time. We're offering 15% off of all of the preliminary design and planning and permit application process to help people get started in whatever their project is, whether it's a small renovation or whether it's something larger or, as you mentioned, a coach house, laneway, or a new home. We're offering that discount to help them get started, get in the queue, if you will, with the various municipalities so that their permit, when they're ready to build, they've got their permit in hand.
Are we seeing some movement on the part of most municipalities to get these permits out a little quicker?
You know, that was always a challenge prior to COVID even starting. I have not seen it necessarily increase of time because of COVID. The municipalities have been fantastic. Their plan checkers, most part, are still working from home. Some have moved back into their offices, but they are working remotely and I think somewhat more efficiently working from home. Just like our team, we still have much of our team working from home and then getting together with our clients in a safe environment. Behind barriers or with safety protocols when we need to. And so the municipalities, I think, are moving as quickly as their current resources can allow. But it's just people, a lot of people are doing work in the industry. And so there's only so many people at the various city halls. And it just depends on which municipality you're in will determine really how long of a wait there is for that process. And it's a process. It's not just bring in a piece of paper and somebody stamps it. There's a process to go through for any permit, big or small.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that things have become a little bit more productive on a municipal level. I was looking at a statistic the other day that most businesses where employees are working out of home and sales managers I've talked to, and I know many of them, suggest that their workforce is a lot more productive working out of home because there is the end to A, commute, and B, needless hallway chatter. So I'm not surprised that productivity is going the right way, and that's increasing, and that bodes well for a homeowner who wants to do a renovation or build a new home. Graham Huge, myhousedesignbuild.com, joining us. Graham Huge can be reached at 604-MY-HOUSE, 604-MY-HOUSE. Better still, you can check out all of what they do. These are big award winners over there at myhousedesignbuild.com. Graham, you mentioned the word the last time we spoke a couple of months ago, functionality. What do you mean by functionality?
Well, the way in which we live has changed over the years. So, you know, we often are shown a home that may be 20 years old, 25, 30 years old, or older, 50 years old. And the function of the home or how they arranged the rooms, the size of the rooms, and how those rooms worked together has definitely changed over the years. And so most people come to us and they go, you know, I have my kitchen, I have this dining room, I don't use the dining room except maybe 2 to 3 times a year. I have this big, huge living room that seldom gets used. I got this tiny little family room. What can I do with the function of my home? Because that's not how I live. My family wants to enjoy our kitchen, our family room, and the outdoor living space, and we want to bring that together somehow. How can we do that? And that's probably the biggest thing we get asked for in any renovation is that change of functionality. So for what it often means is we take a look at that as a brand new canvas and a brand new space. How could we maybe expand that kitchen? Maybe there's an island that can go in. Maybe it becomes a kitchen family great room. And maybe we tie in with some bigger patio doors or some French doors out to an outdoor patio or deck or outdoor living. We've even done this in condos. We've actually been able to, not every condo can do this, but we've even been able to remove certain walls or partitions that were non-bearing in a condo and created an open space. In fact, you can go on our website. You can look at feature videos. You'll see lots of videos of transformation. You'll see lots of photos of transformations for small projects and large projects. So changing the functionality of that space.
I was looking at a statistic not long ago, Graham. Most families, regardless of the square footage of their home, live basically in 400 square feet.
Well, or a little bit more, but you're right. It's definitely, we definitely don't utilize all the space of our home. We have people that will come to us and they will say things like, we want to add an addition to our house. And we go, okay, and we listen to them. But they maybe, their budget doesn't really allow for the things they want to do. The first thing we do is look at their existing space. How can we change the functionality of that space so they feel like they actually gain space in their house? And that's often one of the biggest things we're able to do without adding spaces. Change that functionality to a point where a person feels like, wow, I have more space. I actually am utilizing my house way more, and I feel like I've got a bigger house to boot.
Well, you've certainly got the hardware to back up what you're talking about, Graham, including Renovator of the Year for British Columbia and a separate award for Renovator of the Year in Vancouver. We encourage you to go to the website and check out Graham Hugue and his team, myhousedesignbuild.com, myhousedesignbuild.com, or you can give Graham a buzz at 604-MY-HOUSE, 604-MY-HOUSE. One of the things I often hear from people who want to make a change, Graham, is I don't want to go through the bureaucracy. We talked a little bit about the permitting. But they just don't have, generally we don't have, because we're not in your business, really the know-how of how all of this works. So take us from step one. I call you, and you therefore do what in step one through the final build?
Well, let's just take that step one, because it's probably the most important thing. And that's where we lay the foundation, good construction term, of what we're going to do in your project. We're going to identify, you know, what are the have-tos that you're looking to accomplish? Maybe you've got a wish list, some things that you'd like to see or do, but you don't know if it's possible. And then we're going to basically look at your existing house. If you have a house that's being renovated, we're going to look at what is that existing floor plan. We're going to draw that out. And then we're going to come back to you with ideas of what you can do. And all the time, we're also looking at and knowledgeable about what the municipal bylaws allow you to do. So we're consulting you not just based on pretty pictures, but we've already done the homework to know what your property, your house can do. We get access to the documents that the city has on file already. Perhaps if you're looking to add space or add an addition or expand a deck, maybe we need to get a survey. We also will do inspections on your home. We'll inspect your existing roof, your mechanical systems. We'll look at things as existing conditions so that we can consult you on what are the maintenance and repairs perhaps you have to look at in addition to any renovation. So the first step we call feasibility, and that's simply, is this feasible? Does it meet our needs? Does it fit our budget? When it comes to the plans for permits, we take care of all of that. So if there is engineering required, we take care of that. If there are detailed drawings required for specifications and lighting plans and new heating systems or air conditioning, those types, we take care of that. And we walk it through City Hall. We have great relationships with every one of the municipalities in the entire Lower Mainland. And we walk it through those processes so that you don't have to deal with that bureaucracy. Because it is a challenging way of getting things accomplished for your house. There's a lot of details, a lot of steps, But our homeowners typically don't even realize the amount of steps there are in getting a permit because we take care of it. They don't have to think about that.
Well, I got a lot more questions for you, Graham, so stick with us through the break, and we'll return with Graham Huge, MyHouseDesignBuild.com. MyHouseDesignBuild.com. Along with Graham Huge, MyHouseDesignBuild.com. MyHouseDesignBuild.com, 604-MY-HOUSE. Graham and his award-winning team, 14 awards just in the month of June, including Renovator of the Year. Is that the big one, Graham?
Well, to us, it definitely is. We're very proud of it. In fact, if I could even say, we're not just Renovator of the Year in Metro Vancouver, we're Renovator of the Year in all of BC, and that is now the sixth consecutive year that we and have been nominated as Renovator of the Year for all of BC. And we don't take that for granted. People come to us with high expectations that we're going to follow through on being on time, on budget, do it exactly the way that we have said we would for them. And that puts pressure on our team in a positive way. And I think that speaks to our consistency that for 6 years being Renovator of the Year, we've been able to be consistently improving every year because you need to improve. And so we've got a great team of people, and we're very proud of them.
Well, let's talk about how you can get all this done during this pandemic that we're slowly emerging from in a positive way. You have been operating during COVID. You're an essential service. How is it all working with you and your clients?
Well, we're very fortunate. As a company, we already were working on cloud-based. So being mobile, we're already mobile. Our team, our construction managers, we're mobile with laptops and so forth, mobile at the job sites. And so for us to move our design staff and project managers to work from home, that was an easy thing for us to do. So we haven't had any slowdowns. We've been able to work with, if someone doesn't want us to come into their home initially, we do a virtual meeting. You can set up having a FaceTime walkthrough of your home, a consultation. Or we'll set up a Zoom meeting. And we often have done that even pre to COVID, where we are working with clients who are from outside of Vancouver, or perhaps they were away, maybe on vacation or traveling, and we were working on things. So we would use Skype or other ways of communicating. So, you know, we were already set up to do that. But one of the things we have changed is within our office, we've set up our design center areas, our boardroom with plexiglass barriers. So we're still able to see everyone's smiling face looking across from us, but just in a safe manner. And our job sites, obviously, we're governed by WorkSafe BC and the Provincial Health Authority. And so we have all the safety protocols in place. We are renovating many people's homes while they're living in the home. So we have safety protocols in how we have separated our workspace with poly barriers and zipper doors to be able to continue to work in that space without actually interacting with the homeowner.
Well, you beat me to my next question. I was going to ask you, what do you say to a homeowner who said, well, I don't have anywhere else to go to live temporarily while this 6 month or 3 month or year long renovation takes place, but you can work that out?
We actually talk it right in the very beginning. It's part of our feasibility study we do with people, and that's talking about how is this feasible, not just in financial, but also where are you going to live? And oftentimes when we're renovating, for example, a kitchen, we will set up a temporary kitchen in another part of the home. We've even set it up in people's garage where we take some of their old cabinetry and their older appliances. We set that up temporarily in another space, garage, basement, as it might be. They have that old space while we're renovating their kitchen, then we can safely move them back into that space. You know, right now, Manny, I was mentioning before, we're offering as celebration of the awards that we received, as well as to help people out during this difficult time, 15% discount right now off of all the preliminary feasibility, planning, getting ready for permits, design, all of that preliminary work that needs to happen before you can actually start any renovation of any size. We're offering 15% off to everyone as celebration of that and also to help them out. You know, we've worked really hard during COVID to get our costs tight, to have our team more efficient. And I think we're able to provide even a better service today than we did pre-COVID. So we're very excited about that. We also have seminars that people can go on to, webinars online. We had one on Thursday night of this week. We have another one next Thursday. Go to our website, myhousedesignbuild.com. You will see that you can register for the webinar. You need to register so we can send you the link and for the webinar. And I do that myself. I'm the one sharing the webinar, and I walk people through from very first meeting all the way to the final coat of paint and moving them back into that space or to that renovated home or into that new home.
Well, that is just fantastic. Again, encourage you to get onto the website and register early for the upcoming webinar, series of webinars put on by MyHouseDesignBuild.com. Graham Huge, our guest on this edition of Vancouver Consumer here at CKNW. I'm your host, Manny Bazunas. 604-MY-HOUSE is Graham's number, 604-MY-HOUSE, or go to the website, MyHouseDesignBuild.com. Again, those webinars at no charge, but you have to register a little early so they can send you the Zoom link. Graham, we talked a lot about outdoor space and livability 12 months out of the year. I guess one of the unforeseen circumstances of COVID was we were relegated to living in our homes more. So it got us thinking, okay, I don't want to live within four walls. What can I do outside the four walls? And you've done some pretty amazing stuff outdoors for homeowners.
I think if people look on our website, look in the galleries of photos and also the feature videos. There's lots of walkthrough videos. You will see exactly what you just described. And that's how we have changed the functionality of homes so that the indoor and the outdoors work together. Because we love our outdoors. We love being outside. We just don't want to perhaps get rained on all the time. So we can combine that perhaps with a covered living area and expanding your indoor space into the outdoors. And people just love that. We've done that so many times. And there's just, it's hard to describe on the radio. The best thing is look at the photos and videos. And if you have those ideas, we will actually walk through those examples at our webinars as well.
Those webinars coming up, they're a regular feature with MyHouseDesignBuild.com. Register online, and then Graham and his staff will send you the Zoom link, and you can ask your questions away. The evening of the webinar next Thursday is the next webinar featuring Graham Huge, our guest on this edition of Vancouver Consumer here at CKNW. Graham, let's talk about money. When it comes to budget, everybody wants you know, the top end stuff, but unfortunately, the bank account just can't support that. What are some of the options you can give people who are working on a limited budget?
Well, first of all, we ask everyone to help us understand where their budget is. And we always come up with a plan A that will work with their budget in mind. And it might not have all of the things that they were looking for, all of the wish lists that they were hoping for. But we always try and come up with what fits in that budget and then what fits outside the budget. We break it down, and every project can have a breakdown of what are things that you can do less expensively and what are things that are going to cost more to do it that way. We can take a simple bathroom, and a person could spend $10,000 on one bathroom and they could spend $50,000 on the same bathroom, just doing it differently. So we help people make wise choices based on their circumstances and what they're truly trying to accomplish.
Well, I guess the other thing that I would have in mind if I was doing a reno or building anew is how do you keep to very strict timelines that you've set out in your preliminary business plan with the homeowner?
Well, that's, again, very important. We talk about it right up front about timelines, and we take into account everything. Now, we are a design build company. We aren't just a builder. We're not just a renovator. We actually take everything from start to finish. So we're able to have a more cohesive plan for a homeowner, including an overall timeline from today until they move into that finished space. So we are very candid about that timeline. Some people come to us with time restrictions, something that might be coming up in the future. They're having someone move in with them, or they're having a special event or whatever. Well, again, we will be candid of what we can or can't do. And then we account to our clients online. We have an online calendar that we post as we build their project. It is always in front of them. They know exactly what their calendar is. They know when the move date is. They know exactly when the various people involved in their project will be coming and working on their home. They don't have to guess at that. And so we're very accountable. And So next week, as an example, Manny, when I go through this seminar next Thursday, I'm going to talk about how you develop that calendar, what we include, what we say, all of the processes to get those questions answered. And next Thursday, we're also going to talk about finances from another point, and that's how to make your home more energy efficient so that you don't waste money after you've renovated or built it on utilities. How do you keep your utility costs down to their minimum? How do you build a built green renovation or a built green home? And we're definitely an authority on that. We're a certified built green renovator and builder, but we also won several awards tied to best certified built green homes in BC. And so we will talk about that process next Thursday. And if somebody's just looking to get new furnace or new boiler or air conditioning or new windows, or other home improvements that will help energy efficiency, we're going to talk about that next week too.
Generally speaking, Graham, does it cost more to build or renovate building green than going back to the old school stuff?
Well, there is a building code, and that is the minimum standard. And then there are different measures of better building practices. And part of those better building practices include being more energy efficient in how you build, being more eco-conscious, and modeling the home. We actually can model the home scientifically before we renovate or before we build new, and can determine what it's going to cost to run that home. And we can make decisions together with the homeowner that will affect that. And yes, all of those choices affect your budget. But what we do is we lay them out in front of you so you can see what the payback value or the return on investment is so that you can make wise decisions on those choices.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, return on investment, I guess that's the easiest way to put it. Well, these and so many other questions you can ask for yourself, a series of online webinars with Graham Hughey and his team from MyHouseDesignBuild.com. Next one is this coming Thursday Eve. You got to register online. Simply go to MyHouseDesignBuild.com. Register for that webinar, and then Graham and his team will send you the Zoom link, and you can ask all the questions you haven't heard me ask on this particular edition of Vancouver Consumer here at CKNW. Our great thanks to Graham Hughey of MyHouseDesignBuild.com.